Hi friends, welcome back. This is Dr. Gaurav Gupta. I'm your personal child specialist. Today, we're going to be talking about the cervical cancer vaccine and certain questions about it. Like for example, should I give the vaccine before my child starts her menses? Can I give the vaccine while she's having her menses? All of this and more. Keep listening.
Welcome to your personal child specialist podcast. Don't you wish that children came with their own instruction manual? We know they don't. But how about getting the next best thing? By having your common parenting and children's health questions answered by Dr. Gaurav Gupta, MD from Charak Clinics, India.
As most of you are aware, I love to talk about vaccines. However, I'm actually partial towards the cervical cancer vaccine. And do you know why? Well, there are a couple of reasons. One is that most people are not aware of this vaccine and what it is used for. And secondly, it's the most common cause of a woman in India dying because of cancer. In fact, China has more women than India, but the number of people getting cervical cancer is lesser even in China. So, I want to talk about cervical cancer vaccine, which basically means that the mouth of the uterus, bachedani ka muh, that is called the cervix, and a cancer of this affects more than 1 lakh women every year, and at least 70,000 women are supposed to die every year because of this particular dreaded disease. That translates to 1 woman every 9 minutes. You know, by the time you finished hearing this podcast, 1 woman probably would have died in India because of cervical cancer. And this is something which is to a large extent preventable by just taking the vaccine and maybe getting pap smear tests. So here are a few questions which I keep on hearing about cervical cancer vaccine. Isn't my child too young for the cervical cancer vaccine? And the answer is, well, if she is within the age of 9 to 45, she is eligible to take the cervical cancer vaccine. In fact, you might be surprised to know that a girl between the age of 9 to 14 actually has far better immune response, far more antibodies than somebody who is above the age of 15 years. So much so that if your child is between 9 to 14 years of age, only 2 doses of this vaccine will give her lifelong protection. Imagine, just 2 doses for getting lifelong protection against bachedani ka cancer, the cancer of the mouth of the uterus. On the other hand, if your child is beyond 15, well, no need to worry. You can still take the cervical cancer vaccine. However, you need 3 doses instead of 2 doses. So that is the only difference if your child is above the age of 15. Now, when you start crossing the age of 18 years, then the protection will start going down a little bit. So say if your child is 10 years old, she gets 90% protection with just 2 doses. On the other hand, if your child is 20 years old, she gets maybe around 80% protection, 10% less, with 3 doses. So I hope that answers the question that the best time to take the vaccine is between 9 to 14 years. Now the next question, can I take the vaccine even if my child has not started her menses yet? Absolutely. The vaccine has nothing to do with the periods of the child. If the child is already menstruating, that's fine. If the child has not started menses, that is fine too. If there is absolutely no development of sexual characters at the age of 9 or 10 years, that is fine too. Just as soon as she turns 10, talk to your gynecologist or preferably your pediatrician. And take the vaccine. No need to worry. It is safe. It is absolutely effective and will not cause any problems at any age. In fact, a lot of time end up telling the mother to take the vaccine too. You know, at the age of 10 years or so, the girl is happier seeing the parent also get injected, and it gives a sense of ownership. If the mother is taking the vaccine along with the daughter, it just seems more natural to me at least. Sure, the protection is going to be a bit less for the mother as compared to the daughter, but I do feel that any protection against cancer is not a bad thing. The next question, can I take the vaccine during the period, or the child be given the vaccine when she's having her menstruation? Absolutely, again, fine. Menses have nothing to do with the vaccine. The next question. Does this vaccine have anything to do with the fertility? Will it make the child less fertile? Will the periods become irregular because of the vaccine? No, that is not the case. The reason why people associate irregular periods with the vaccine is because of correlation rather than causation. Let me explain. When a girl starts her period, for the next 6 months or for the next 1 year, most of the times they are going to be irregular. Now, this is the time when you are actually taking the cervical cancer vaccine. So parents tend to associate the two things. Vaccine liya, irregular periods hue. But that's not the case. Even if you did not take the vaccine, most girls will have irregular periods for anywhere from 6 months to 1 year or even a bit longer. So it's not the vaccine that is causing the irregular periods. It is just a normal variation that happens in a lot of girls. The next thing is, does this vaccine offer 100% protection? And the answer is no, but it does give around 90% protection. Look, there is nothing which is made by human that is 100% safe or 100% effective. But I think 90% is pretty good for preventing a cancer which kills 70,000 women in our country. Don't you think so? The next question comes is, do I still need to do pap smears? And the answer is yes, you need to, because there is a small risk of still getting cancer, and that is why pap smear is still recommended, but the chances of getting anything abnormal in that are reduced a lot. You know, there have been studies from other countries like Australia where they have shown that the incidence of genital warts, you know, the small massa which occur in and around the anal region or the genital region, and the incidence of abnormal pap smear goes down a lot when you take this vaccine. So yes, it's a wonderful vaccine, it is safe, it is effective, it protects to a very large extent. And it's compulsory for all girls to take this because it will provide you a protection against a very, very serious and life-threatening disease. Interestingly, in the next few months or maybe in a year or so, we are likely to get the 9-valent cervical cancer vaccine also. Right now we have the 2-valent and the 4-valent vaccine, which are good, but the 9-valent vaccine may offer us some amount of extra protection as well. So keep watching this space, keep hearing my podcasts, and as soon as we get the next update, I'll certainly be back with you. If you have any questions, you can write to me at yourpersonalchildspecialist@gmail.com, or you can tweet me directly at docgaurav, that is docgaurav. This is your personal child specialist. I hope you're enjoying my podcast, and I wish that you share it with other parents. If you have any ideas about more future episodes, please share them with me too. Till the next time, stay safe. Bye-bye.